Sandy in the morning. It's Magic 95.1 WAJI here on a Thursday. As always, thanks for hanging out with us, making us a part of your morning routine. Cat from Wabash back in studio. Wabash Cat.
That's right. Good morning.
You were like, what'd you say? This is like, I don't know, maybe your fifth time coming
I think
in?
So, something like that.
And you were like, this is the first time you smell good.
That's
what he said to
and
me today.
He smelled good this morning. Normally it's other fragrances, but today his smell was on point.
I wear cologne every morning. I put a dash or two. Mm. I mean, maybe an extra squirt today went a long
Must
way.
Must have.
Let's get to what's trending with our news here in just a second. Sunshine high in the mid 80s. Rib Fest starting today at Headwaters Park in downtown Fort Wayne. We've basically been cutting a lot of our festivals because of the pandemic, but this one's raring to go. Starts today, continues through Sunday, as it always does, leaning into Father's Day weekend. All right, let's get to what's trending. Here we go. The mass vaccination site at the Coliseum is going to close up shop at 4 p.m. today. Vaccination demand has been dropping. That's not a new narrative. The Coliseum right now is averaging 600 vaccinations a day. They were doing close or north of 1,500 a day during peak months. So obviously the demand, they just don't need the space at the Coliseum. They'll move shop to other places. And of course, pharmacies are doing it now. And they weren't when they started and opened at the Coliseum. Meanwhile, Parkview Health plans to move its site that they have at the Miro Center of Research. And they're going to move that out of that location by the end of the month there at Parkview North, or PRMC.
So, I saw a questionnaire earlier this morning that said, would you get your COVID vaccine at a McDonald's? I'm just telling you, that's food for thought right there.
What was that?
Literally.
I think that was in Kentucky. Kentucky has a similar issue with slow vaccination rates, and they were trying to say, if we did it for free while you were trying to, like, at drive-thrus.
See, there you go.
Would it make a difference? So a lot of states are looking at that to see if it matters. I will say this. There is a little bit of a worker shortage, as we know, in certain places. I'm telling you, from 11:30 to, like, 2:30, you can't find a McDonald's. It's full. They're full everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
The demand for fast food is crazy. I mean, Chick-fil-A probably has a line for lunch right now.
Nuts.
Now, I mean, it's same thing with Culver's. I've gone to Culver's, and I'll just be honest. Older people love Culver's.
They do, and they like that ice cream afterwards.
Oh, my God. They'll set up shop there. They don't care how long that wait is.
Yep.
Saturday is Juneteenth, which, if you don't know, is always on June 19th. And it basically has been a holiday that a lot of Americans don't know about because it's been a relatively new concept. But it officially marks the end of slavery in the U.S. You would think the Emancipation Proclamation did that, which it did. But it took two extra years to get to a town in Texas, finally on June 19th, 18-something-something, for people to realize slavery was over. So the Senate voted to make it a federal holiday, and the House did yesterday. So it is the 11th federal holiday in the U.S. The last time we added a new one was back in 1983, and that was Martin Luther King Jr. Day. That's a quick peek as to what's trending now with our Magic 95.1 news. Sandy in the morning, it's Magic 95.1. Cav from Wabash back in studio with me this morning.
That's right.
I was shocked to learn Dad once did blank is the topic we're working with this morning. Sometimes as you get older, certain secrets about Dad's past can sometimes come out. We're sharing some of those this morning from listeners 260-467-9500. Of course, Father's Day is on Sunday. Sandy in the morning, let's do it. I was shocked to learn Dad once did blank. Andy in the morning, go ahead.
Lied about his age so that he could work and quit school.
So wait a minute. He lied so that he could do what? I heard clean a pool.
No, so he could quit school and go to work.
Oh, quit school.
That's
not clean a pool. And so he had, what'd you say, three fake birth certificates?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
We had to get them, like, request a birth certificate for something, and there were three of them.
Oh, my goodness.
I feel like he's the old guy with a mustache on a Little League team.
That's right.
All right, fantastic. Thank you for the call.
No problem.
It's Andy in the morning. Hi, go ahead.
Yeah, I have a dad story.
Sure. You're shocked to learn later in life Dad once did blank. Go ahead.
Dad once went hunting for 2 weeks in Wyoming and came home and yelled at my mom because he did not have any long underwear. and his long underwear were in his gun case.
All right.
So she did pack it
for him. She did pack it.
Yes, she did.
Oh, that's...
Oh, my goodness. Dad, you should be ashamed.
I mean, if you're going to be hunting, you... that's a necessity.
You need your long johns.
You got to. Sandy in the morning. Hi, what do you got? Dad once did what?
Can we do a grandfather?
Sure, yeah.
My grandfather once taught my father how to drive before he was legal age. He could drive him home from drinking and playing cards.
That's where my mind went. So he could drive him home when he was drunk.
Oh, my.
Hey, priorities are in order, okay?
Oh, my gosh.
Here we go.
How old was your dad when he was illegally driving?
He was 12.
12.
I feel like that's about normal age for farm kids.
Oh, my God. Oh, jeez, LaPete. Oh, my gosh. You say it out loud now. But you're right. Probably back then, that was, like, just commonplace.
Yes.
Oh, God. Hey, thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
And nowadays, kids, like, have no urgency to get their license.
No.
You talk to some kids, and they're just like, no, I still want somebody else. I'm just going to Uber the rest of my life.
Well, yeah, because then they can sit there on their phone and continue entertaining themselves.
Yes. All right. Sandy in the morning. It's Magic 95.1. Magic Trivia this morning. What are we playing for again? A meal out at our friends at Logan's Roadhouse. Perfect for Dad ahead of Father's Day. The question goes like this. What is the number one sign a man is turning into his father? Definitely, this is obviously subjective and it's a fun poll, but this came in as the number one sign a man is turning into his dad. What's the right answer? What's number one? 260-467-9500. It's Andy in the morning. Hi, you want to get us started? Go ahead.
The way you parent.
The way you parent is not right, no? Andy in the morning. Hi, what's your guess?
Adjusting the thermostat.
Ooh, adjusting the thermostat.
That sounds good.
It's not right, but boy, dads do that, don't
they
we?
Do.
I take control of that. We're keeping it cooler this year, like 68 in our house.
Oh my gosh, I keep mine at 74.
Oh.
Because I'm always cold.
You guys are saving money that way. I like that. Andy in the morning, hi, what's your guess?
Yes, taking a nap. Through the day,
ooh.
Early in the day.
I tell you what, you are really good. I think we should maybe give it to you.
Oh,
are you
ready? Do.
Are you ready? It's falling asleep where? Where in particular?
In the recliner.
Is exactly
That's right.
Yes.
Nice. Nailed it.
They say you turn into your father once you figure out a way to basically sleep on the couch or a recliner throughout the day. Yes.
That's right.
That is it.
Good. Oh, you guys made my day.
There you go. So who is this?
This is Gretchen.
Gretchen, do you have men in your family who are good recliner sleepers?
Well, my dad was, but he's passed away. He passed away in July.
Oh,
but he'd be proud of me.
Yeah, for remembering this.
Yes.
Oh, yep. Well, very good. I tell you what, I'm going to get some information here with Kat behind the scenes. We're going to hook you up to our friends at Logan's Roadhouse, okay?
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
Hang
Happy
on.
Happy birthday to everyone.
Oh, you
Thanks,
too.
Thanks, Gretchen.
I tell you what, I can't sleep. I don't know how some men do it, like... In an erect position at all. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what I mean. Like, I can't sleep upright.
No.
You know?
My head is too heavy, okay?
Yeah.
It flops over and then I can't do it.
I can never do that. But I remember, yeah, you've reached a certain status in life when you can instantly kind of become an old narcoleptic.
That's right. And my husband wonders why I fought him so long on getting a recliner. This is why he becomes my father. Now it all makes sense. Now he knows.
And that's not a turn on.
It's not.
No, not a turn on. It's Andy in the morning. It's Magic 95.1. By request, Kat wanted to tee up some dad jokes.
I love a good dad joke.
Dad jokes, you know, these are the jokes that get passed down from generation to generation often. Sometimes that you've heard them so many times, they're more groan-worthy than they are laughter. Yeah. But regardless, the first time you hear them, they're usually pretty good. What was the one your dad taught you that you heard growing up all the time, Kat?
Well, I have another one. Can I do my other
Yes, one? Sure.
So we go home and, like, notice that Dad got his hair cut. Like, Dad, did you get a haircut?
No, I got them all cut.
I didn't get a haircut. I got them all cut.
Oh, Dad, you're hilarious.
What's the one? That's very similar to the one I remember. Hey, did you get a... did you cut your hair? And you go, no, I had somebody else do it.
Oh.
Yes. 260-467-9500. Dad jokes, of course, Father's Day on Sunday. I'm guilty of one. Anytime we're in a car and we pass a cemetery, mm-hmm. I always tell the kids, I go, guys, look what's over there. It's a cemetery. And the kids go, uh-huh. And I go, you know people are dying to get in there.
Yes!
And they are...
And they groan.
Already. Mm-hmm. Already they are. They tell that joke to others and they're like, that's not great.
Yes. Hey, you know how kids like to hold their breath when you go past a cemetery? Did you guys do that growing up?
No, like I know there's a superstition where you're supposed to do that.
So you hold your breath when you go past the cemetery. And so I did that and my daughter Gemma was doing that one day and I thought I would be the funny mom. I pulled into the cemetery. And I was like, mic drop. You know, hold your breath this long. I think I'm so funny. I feel like I'm more like a dad with my jokes.
Yes, I've picked up on that. Yes. Dad jokes, what do we got? Take it away.
It's not my dad's, it's my daughter-in-law's dad's joke, and he thinks it's hilarious.
Okay.
What do you get when you have 50 sows and 50 deer?
I don't know.
$100,000.
Boom! Oh!
Yeah, there it is. You gotta love a math joke there, all right? Andy in the morning, dad jokes, what do we got?
Okay, so down around where I grew up, there was a round barn that we would drive by on the regular.
Okay.
My dad and my grandpa would both be like, hey, I know a guy who died in that barn over there. Yeah? What'd he die of? He died looking for a corner to pee in.
You know what? This is what I'm talking about. This is exactly what happens. Thank you for the call. Andy in the morning. Hi, dad jokes coming strong this morning. Our number is 260-467-9500. What do a tick and the Eiffel Tower have in common?
A tick and the Eiffel Tower.
They are both Paris sites. It's Andy in the morning. Hi, dad jokes. What do you got?
Hey, I have a dad joke for you.
Okay, good. Now, are you a dad? Because I think it matters.
Yes, I am.
Okay, now is this yours or is one from your father?
It is mine.
Okay, here we go.
All right, have you ever noticed when you see geese flying in a V, one side's always longer than the other?
Okay, yes.
You know why?
No.
Do tell.
There's more geese on that side.
Oh my gosh, my dad would have loved that joke. That is brilliant.
Oh my God.
I have to call my dad after this and tell him that. Oh
sometimes
my goodness.
Sometimes it's painful to listen to these. It's
That's
hurts.
That's like my favorite.
Oh, see what's going on in Hollywood. You more than any applicant run your face into the microphone more than anybody else.
I have so many problems with this microphone. It's either falling or I'm hitting it.
There are times where you're like, I'm ready to talk and you end up headbutting.
Yes. I'm gifted.
Will Smith will host a one-off Netflix comedy variety special. Variety specials are long gone, but you think back in the era of like Carol Burnett, they were very popular back in the day. Bob Hope would do comedy specials as well. Will Smith has partnered with Netflix. It'll be sketch comedy, musical performances, noteworthy conversations with celebrity guests. No official date as to when it will air on Netflix, but it is coming there. Speaking of the streaming services, Disney Plus has a new Pixar movie that's going to launch tomorrow called Luca, which looks great.
It looks so cute.
It looks great. So that's free. It has, if you already are a Disney Plus subscriber, it's not like you have to pay the fee like you had to do for Cruella.
Oh, yes, the $30 extra fee.
Or Raya and the new... Mm-hmm. Anyway, when those first came out, you had to basically try to help them recoup what they would have got at the box office. Speaking of new movies as well, streaming service ahead of Father's Day, Kevin Hart has a new movie on Netflix called Fatherhood. That looks pretty good. I saw the trailer for that. I was like, it's funny, sweet. I like Kevin Hart, even though he's always Kevin Hart.
Yes, but it's kind of a different role for him. Not complete comedy. There's some seriousness, heavy
emotional seriousness. Most of the time with comedians, I'm kind of like, you know what? Just be you. Will Ferrell, some people are like, I don't like him. I'm like, great, but people who do want you to just be Will Ferrell.
Kind of like Adam Sandler. He took a turn in some movies that I was like, no.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Kevin Hart goes a little serious, but it's funny as well. Because anytime you have blowout diapers and things like that, when's it not funny? And that's pretty much good. What are the other items? I tell you what, Looks like John Wick 4 is looking to cast Wesley Snipes in a movie role. And while this isn't necessarily Hollywood news, I will say I'm going to throw it in there as well. A research team at McAfee, which is the virus company that helps prevent virus protection on a computer, recently discovers that hackers can break into people's exercise bikes like Peloton or Echelon. Hackers can install malware on the bike that allows them to take over your webcam and spy on you while you're exercising. Oh, isn't that comforting?
I thought it would be funny, like all of a sudden, like up your workout to like impossible, and I think that'd be hilarious. But I mean, to spy on you, that's just weird. Yeah, so never mind. Yeah. I can't laugh.
That's a quick peek as to what's happening in Hollywood.
Real honest, real funny. Andy in the morning on Magic 95.1.